From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The FBI has searched the Capitol office of California State Senator Ron Calderon, seeking evidence based on allegations of criminal activity. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, agents spent more than 6 hours in Calderon's office yesterday.
The FBI arrived around 3 p.m. and came out after 9:30, wheeling away boxes and black bags. Senate Chief Sergeant-at-Arms Tony Beard says the agents executed search warrants at two offices, Democratic State Senator Ron Calderon and the Latino Legislative Caucus across the street, where Calderon was previously vice chair.
We're cooperating, certainly as the law requires, and we've assisted in anything that they need.
The senator's office referred a request for comment to prominent defense attorney Mark Garrigus, who did not return a phone call. Calderon represents a district in Los Angeles County, and his family has a long history at the Capitol. His older brother Charles was Assembly Majority Leader until being termed out last year. His nephew Ian currently serves in the Assembly. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
This isn't the only time the FBI has raided an office at the California Capitol. 25 years ago, the Bureau searched the offices of four state lawmakers in an episode that came to be known as Shrimp Scam. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
Between 1986 and 1988, the FBI conducted a sting operation meant to catch politicians suspected of corruption. Agents posed as businessmen and bribed lawmakers to create legislation that would help their fake businesses. One of the fronts was a shrimp processing company, so the media dubbed the raid Shrimp Scam. The investigation sent three state lawmakers to prison. As for the bills spawned by the bribes, several made it all the way to Governor George Duke Majan's desk, but the governor was tipped off in advance and vetoed the legislation. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.